Welcome back to the postgame show. Talking with Chillicothe coach Tim Cool. And coach, pretty tight, tough game there in the first half. You're able to kind of pull away in the second half. What was the difference between the two halves for your team?
Well, I thought we were way more focused in the second half with everything. I thought we got into a much better flow. Our rhythm was better. I felt like we guarded pretty well all night. Now, we had to make some adjustments. We had some kind of out-of-position fouls. We just weren't getting good position, and we were reaching a couple things, you know, over the back a little bit. And so we had to make some adjustments. I thought our guys did adjust to that. So I thought we guarded pretty well all night. You know, give Hamilton credit. They shot it really well in the first half. So, you know, to get to the 24 that they got, you know, they made some shots. And then second half, we really buckled down defensively and guarded them really well. And we ran really good half-court offense. And that's so important for us to make the ball move and make the defense adjust and find the open man. And we shared the ball really well in the second half.
A couple of guys that had their specialty efforts. One was C.J. Papp, who's just amazingly quick at getting those steals and those layups. And the other one is Peyton Fork, who had several blocks tonight, and he was playing pretty large in there.
Yeah. Those guys both are long and athletic, and they change the angles of passes and shots. So they can alter a lot of things, and C.J. reads things so well. He understands the passing lane and kind of baits them sometimes into making that pass, and then he goes and gets it. But he's just skilled, really talented. And Peyton, like you said, you know, he's a shot blocker. He's one of the shot blockers that we have. We don't have many, but he is one of them. When he contests shots, it really makes it tough on the other team. And so we count on him to rebound and contest shots and run our offense. And he got some really good post moves in there tonight when they were playing man-to-man. And so he played a good game. But I thought everybody did a good job. You know, Wes, again, he carries the load for us offensively. And he's starting to understand that people are really – they really pay attention to where he is on the floor. So his teammates are a lot of times get the benefit of that. I thought we moved the ball well. And defensively in that second half especially, we really played well. There wasn't much energy in the gym tonight, so I told our guys, we've got to bring our own energy. And I thought in the second half they got into a better rhythm and the energy was better.
One last quick thing I want to mention, because I thought it was just a great teamwork, teammate move. It was late in the game and Bradley Riley could have had an easy tip in, but he handed it off to Michael Riddle to let Michael shoot. Michael's a senior, doesn't get a lot of playing time. Thought, you know, Michael, here, see what you can do. And he missed that one, ended up getting some points. But I thought that was very unselfish of Bradley Riley to do that. That was great.
Yeah, you know, these guys, I really think they care about each other. And Michael's such a good kid, and so is Bradley. So that was a good, that was a good example of that. And, our guys, you know, whether they're playing a lot in the games or not, they're in the gym every day with us working hard and trying to help everybody get better. And I really respect them for that. And Michael's one of those kids, hard worker, great kid, great attitude, very coachable. And I'm really glad he's in our program.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you tomorrow from Kansas City St. Pius.
All right, thank you, Randy.